Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish Nation. Sup, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation.
Yes, y'all.
We are your daily dose of Novocaine. We're just here to numb that pain. And you know the deal, we got a big show for you later on. And I got three words for y'all.
What?
Richard Gere Gerbil.
I remember that very vividly, like it happened yesterday.
Like that gerbil, we're going there. We're going to take a look at some of Hollywood's craziest urban legends, man. Plus, me and Portia are taking on Brad and Gary in a game of box office charades. Special edition.
We already won.
You don't even go to the movies. You don't even watch movies at home, Gary. We've lost.
Well, listen up, y'all. First, the Emmys are right around the corner, and we wanted to jump back in the time machine and take a trip down memory lane and show you some couples that used to walk down a red carpet together.
Because that's when it was exciting.
Well, let's rewind the tape a little bit, like in a galaxy far, far away, when Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston used to rule the Emmys. They used to roll through, dressed fresh to death. She was still on Friends. That show was all popular.
They were so adorable. Like, they matched each other. They used to be really dressed up, and they used to both wear bed hair all the time. Yes.
And got away with it.
But then you got George Clooney and Celine Ballatran now. She was one of the first of many girlfriends that he would bring into high society. And when they were dating, she was a French law student at the time. And after they split, she parlayed that into an appearance on a French reality show. But after that, we don't know where she's at.
You know, he loves an educated woman.
He sure does. He really is a lawyer.
Oh, very much so, yes. Mm-hmm. And we haven't heard from her, but I guarantee you, at any party she's at, she's talking about when she used to walk the carpet with him.
She probably pulled out those certain pictures. Girl, look at this right here. This one, I wore this nice Versace gown.
It's probably her screensaver.
But yo, check this picture out. Like, everybody always talks about how Will Smith doesn't age, but it's crazy. When you look at this picture, it's like, whoa, he was so young back then. Back in 1993, it's Will Smith and his then-wife, Cherie.
Wow.
Yeah, beautiful. But
wasn't she gorgeous?
They look like they're at the best prom ever.
Right? In Philly, huh?
Right.
Yes.
So let's take it back to 1988. That was a hell of a year, yo. Bruce Willis and Demi Moore were newly married. Moonlighting was still a big hit, and Bruce still had his hair, yo.
I love them together.
They were the sexiest couple. You could just imagine them hanging from the chandeliers at home and doing some of everything.
Yo, that same year, Mike Tyson came through with Robin Givens.
I was so happy for him that he got somebody like her. Then she did that damn interview.
Like, I was watching that like, whoa, is this live?
Me too. What'd she say?
She talked crazy about Mike Tyson to Barbara Walters and said he was violent.
But like he wasn't there.
And how he beat her.
Right there, smiling.
No!
They were sitting together.
No, Jesus, no.
Yes. And her little crooked mouth, she's like, he's very violent.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I was like, oh, my gosh, she's killing him. Right next
She said the type of things you usually whisper under a bed when there's a killer in the house.
Yes.
All right, y'all. Well, speaking of Emmys, have you ever wondered what the winners actually do with their awards once they get them home?
I spent a lot of time thinking about that.
Well, John Turturro has won a bunch of awards throughout his career, and he's up for another Emmy this year for lead actor in HBO's The Night Of.
He killed that.
Anyway, in a recent interview, he was asked what he does with his awards, and he said, my wife likes to put my awards next to the table with her orchids, but I keep them in my office. I use them as doorstops.
Oh.
Well, that's disrespectful. Hey, why would you use
it? The Academy and the people that gave you the awards, you're using it as a doorstop?
On the floor?
On the floor.
I can see if he said I use it as a paper holder.
Right.
But damn, on the floor?
If he wins this year, they should actually give him a doorstop.
Right. Okay, y'all. So I got a little fun fact that you might not know.
Oh, really?
Did you know that when you win an Emmy, you actually have to pay for it?
Whoa. It costs money to get an Emmy that you already won?
Yes, you have to pay for it. It's like $500 for the gold dip statue, including engraving, shipping, and handling.
Oh, well, that's not bad.
Ooh, that is so wrong.
Nah, $500 ain't bad. I mean, when you win a car, you gotta pay taxes on it.
Hey, don't charge me nothing. If you are honoring me and you done gave me a damn award, I'd be god-dogged if I got to pay for it. That's ridiculous.
So, Portia, you mean to tell me if you won an Emmy, you wouldn't drop $500 to take it home?
I would ask my fans to pay for that.
You started
a GoFundMe.
Got that daggone right. Yes, if I'm being honored, I should not have to pay for it.
They would clown you.
I don't care if it's 100. It's the principalities of the situation.
Oh, not the principalities.
Not the principalities.
That ain't right.
All right, you guys, it's game time, and summer is almost over, and we had a lot of big box office hits so far. You had Wonder Woman, Beauty and the Beast, Get Out, just naming a few. But we also had some major box office flops.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to do a special edition of Box Office Charades featuring this year's biggest bombs. Who ready?
I am.
All right, now here's the rules. It's me and Portia.
Okay.
Gary and the Brat.
Okay.
And the movie title is going to appear on the monitor behind you guys, and you're going to be acting it out, Gary, for Brat. I'll be acting things out for Portia.
Okay.
The team with the most correct answers will be crowned the bona fide king and queen of the universe, and we get a whole bunch of special perks and probably some opportunities with Groupon.
Yes.
You guys down for that?
Yes.
Cool. Well, let's get it. Gary, you're up first.
Ready? Okay.
Come on, Gary, do something.
Ciao.
A church. A church. The church house. The church house people, the congregation, the church. The church, the house. Did I get it?
Yes.
I didn't even know it was a movie called A House.
Portia, you ready?
Yeah.
Boom. Ghost.
Okay. Busters?
Ghost.
But ghost is one word, okay? Ghost, Busters, Ghost Ride, Ghost Down. Oh.
Ooh.
Inside of me. Seashell. Ghost by the sea. Sea by the shell. Oh, beaches.
Ghost in the shell?
Hell no.
What is that movie?
Can y'all play some urban movies, please? We need some Menace to Society.
Jews.
Just think like a man in the hood.
Yeah.
Just when she got half, most of the word, ghost in. Oh, beaches. All right, Gary, you ready? And go.
A monster. It's monster? Monster? What's a monster movie? Monster's Ball, Monster. Monster Drive. Monster Cars. Monster Trucks!
I would like to throw a flag on the mother loving play. Can I throw a flag on the play? If you rewind the tape slowly, Brad turned around good enough to see Gary.
She turned around
real
monitor.
Good.
But at least peripheral.
I can see you, but I really didn't pay attention. And I was looking at
him. At least her peripheral saw a T.
No, I really didn't. But okay, we can disqualify that. We still beating y'all, but I didn't see it. I was watching his dumb ass drive back and forth. If you really watched, there was a camera right there, you'll see me like, what the is he doing? But it's all good. Y'all can have that one. We still winning.
Yeah, we still. All right, so you know how this goes. Every time we play a game, it's winner takes all for the last one. I'll be once again repping for Portia.
Yes.
For the love of God, you need to get this one. Gary's going to be repping for Brat. Let's figure this out. All right, you ready?
Yes.
Let's go.
All right.
Tough. Mm-hmm.
Tough.
Rowdy. Rough.
Tough.
Okay. Sunshine. Rough over there.
Ah, we got it.
Woo! Rough night. We're the winners.
They
had cheated already.
Get your crown, boo. Yeah. Get your crown, honey.
Cheater.
Hater.
keep it locked. More Dish Nation coming up next.
Hey, what's up? Welcome back to Dish Nation. Now, Maya Bialik has been pretty fortunate when it comes to her acting career. First, she had her hit show Blossom, which I used to love.
Me too.
Fun fact, my brother used to always say I was her twin because of our long faces. But anyway, then she struck lottery when she became a regular on The Big Bang Theory in season 4.
Yes.
Now she's making $450,000 per episode. Her
episode, that's nice.
Yeah. But that's not all. She recently posted a pic of a residual check she got from doing a guest appearance on the hit series Doogie Howser MD back in 1990.
Mm. Wow.
And she's still balling. She said, that's right. Gross was 2 cents. Net to me, 1 cent. Hashtag math, hashtag you bet I'm cashing it, hashtag every penny counts, hashtag immigrant refugee grandparents, hashtag straight out of Ellis Island.
Oh.
She needs to work on her hashtags, though.
That's
a little more.
And she teaching y'all how to rich stay rich. She said, you bet I'm finna cash it.
Nah.
That's what they do.
That's right.
I'm gonna show y'all every penny count check while I cash this $450,000.
Let's see what that $450 look like after taxes, Maya.
All right.
No.
Hello.
So, all right, next up, I know what everybody in this room and at home is thinking. Where is Richard Gere?
I was just thinking that.
Me
guess
too.
Guess what? We got the answers. So he's 67, and tomorrow he's going to turn 68. So happy early birthday.
Oh,
happy birthday, Richard.
And to honor all this, we want to let him off the hook, which may be one of the biggest celebrity urban legends that won't go away. So the story goes like this. Richard Gere allegedly stuffed a gerbil up his butt and had to be rushed to the hospital to have it removed.
Yeah.
You've heard the story before, right?
Oh, yes, I
Y'all
heard
just
it
told
times.
Me this story last week.
I've never heard this.
Well, check this out. So the urban legend gained popularity back in the early 90s, but some say it starts all the way back in the 70s when Sly Stallone and Richard Gere were working on a movie together.
Mm. Sly put it up there?
Yo, this... No.
Oh, my God.
They said they didn't get along on the set, so Richard got fired because allegedly Sly had him get fired from the flick, and he started the rumor, allegedly.
Oh.
So Sly denied that he started it, and Richard has denied it ever happened, but yet the legend still continues.
Yeah.
Oh, that's just wrong.
I'm so confused. Why?
They move.
Yeah.
And this thing did like a terrible thing for like his image, because anytime I would see Richard Gere, anytime you see Richard Gere, you think about that. Be like, yeah, I see you in that movie kissing that girl, but what I heard was,
yeah, that's,
you know,
true.
Like, you just never knew if it was true. So
yeah,
we glad to set the record straight.
Yeah, he might as well just put one up there now that he'd already been accused.
Go for it, bruh.
Yeah, going to be Richard Gerbil.
Let's talk about Derek Jeter. Now, Derek Jeter might be off the market now. He married Hannah Davis, who was his longtime girlfriend last year. But before that, they were saying he was one of the best players on and off the field, if you get my drift. Well, rumor has it that he would bring girls home, and in the morning came around, he would call them a car and send them home with a nice little gift basket.
Yeah.
I remember that story.
Yeah, we talked about that.
I remember that.
Now, here's the ill part. They would say they would, like, send them home in a car, right? And it would be a whole bunch of signed memorabilia of his, like Derek Jeter stuff.
Ooh.
Baseballs, jerseys, maybe a cool little hat for you, right?
Jock
that's
strap.
Very nice.
I think that's cute, too.
Yeah.
That's a souvenir.
Yeah, she didn't give it up for free. She just got to do a little work, put it on eBay and stuff, but she gets something.
Yeah, she got
a consolation prize.
Yes.
That's part of the game. Well, Derek Jeter wants to knock the dirt off his shoulders and put that legend to rest. In an interview with Joe Buck, he said he's heard a lot of rumors about himself, but that was one of the dumbest, saying it wasn't true. On top of it, if it was a gift basket of my own memorabilia, it's a dumb story. And you really have to be dumber to believe it. But the public believe it.
Well, he definitely called him an Uber. You see, he didn't deny that part.
And check this out. The only reason the rumor got out there is because one girl claimed she got the same gift basket twice.
Oh.
So it's not a rumor.
Yeah.
He's got a bomb-ass assistant. Very thoughtful.
Exactly. Okay, don't go anywhere, because coming up after the break, do you recognize this guy working security detail for Garth Brooks back in the day? Well, stay tuned to find out if you're right. I bet you're wrong. Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation, and you all are so beautiful.
Thank you, Gary.
Welcome. Thank you, Gary.
Yes, honey. Now, Modern Family, y'all, is heading into its ninth season this fall, and as you all know, honey, practically every actor out there, honey, has had to do some odd jobs here and there to, you know, to get along the way, honey, before they make it big.
Something strange for a piece of change.
Exactly. And you know what? Aaron Stone Street is no different.
Okay.
Yes, he's no different, y'all. Let me tell you what he had to do. Now, he had to share these wonderful throwback pics of the time, y'all, he worked as a security guard for a Garth Brooks concert back in 1995.
Wow.
Oh, Jesus, Lord. I mean...
It's so interesting to me when I hear that stars worked for stars before.
Exactly.
Gary worked for Ricky. That's true.
I ain't a star, though, but yeah, I did.
No, but Ricky's a star. That's what we, yeah.
So, y'all, so what's some of the most randomest jobs that y'all may have done that people may or may not know about?
I used to sell fake Gucci purses and stuff to the strippers.
Well, hell, that's a good job.
It was my own business.
That's cool. Yeah.
It was called Elite Apparel.
I'm a hustler, baby.
Oh, I had a business card and everything.
Oh, my God.
Walking
and
there.
And people bought that because my friend did.
Oh, yeah. And when they didn't have enough, she'd be like, I'll be right back, girl.
That's right.
Go out that pop, pop, pop and bring me back my money.
Mm-hmm. And you made good money.
Mm-hmm. I sure damn did. Oh, I was making like $4,000 a week.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How much?
Till my man got hit on Beaver Highway.
The guy used to get you the first?
Yeah. Shut everything down.
He got hit and died? Or
he got the feds got him.
They confiscated them fake bags.
Yeah, somebody got my plug. And then I got, because my boyfriend, I let him use my car. Mm. He brought my car back. He had got rid of all the purses that were in the trunk.
Why he got rid of them?
And who you going to tell?
It's like the purse version of Narcos.
Yes.
That life was rough.
It was rough. Yeah, I've been hustling, honey.
All right, y'all, it's time for Ticket to Skip It. Hitting theaters this weekend is Renegades. It's about a group of Navy SEALs who try to solve a long-forgotten mystery while looking for buried treasure in a lake in war-torn Europe. I got something to prove, all
in, nothing to lose. You realize you broke every oath you took.
Always said I'd go out with a bang.
Incoming!
Would literally be upset if a boy took me to go see this.
Really?
This is just a man's flick.
It definitely comes off as a total guy's flick. I wasn't here for it at first, but after watching the trailer, I'm kind of into it.
There's no women in the movie at all.
There's a woman.
They got women in there.
Uh-huh. She was having sex.
Yeah. Was she in there?
And that Brett done fell asleep.
Yeah, she checked out.
Exactly.
Where you at with it, Gary? Ticket or skip it?
Oh, I'm definitely gonna ticket. I mean, this movie, yes, it's gonna be. It's filmed in Sarajevo. I mean, I've always wanted to go there.
And where is
Sarajevo?
Huh?
What country is it next to, huh?
It's next to China.
Oh, is it? Really?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
No.
And then above what?
It's above Africa.
And what sea is there? What sea?
The Mediterranean, and it goes through the Underground Railroad to get there.
Oh my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
I believe you now.
Whatever test you're about to take, you're going to fail it.
Right, right.
You're being the wrong student.
Right.
All right, don't go anywhere, because coming up, are you that guy that wears too much cologne and you don't know it? Don't worry. We'll tell you how you're doing it all wrong after the break. Hey, you guys. Welcome back.
Are you from Long Island?
Yes. Well, Gary, Craig, y'all wear cologne, right?
Yes.
Well, according to the fragrance experts and the art of manliness, most men are doing it all wrong, just like y'all.
They probably are.
Wow.
Well, tell me what y'all do real quick.
Well,
what do you do?
I put mine on there. I spray it on my chest, but I know the people at the store told me I should, but I rub.
You do?
Yeah, I rub it.
Headcrack, what do you do?
I put a little dab on the wrist, rub the wrist together, and maybe sometimes a little dab behind the neck.
Okay, you're kind of right and wrong, because what they say is you should never apply cologne to your fabrics. Apply it to your skin.
Whatever I put on my skin, not on my shirt.
But you, Headcrack, you shouldn't apply it to anywhere like your wrist, because that may become cold. If you put it on your skin, put it somewhere warm, like right here or right in the middle of your chest, so that throughout the day, the oils will heat up and the scent will be there.
Ah.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes, the ear.
Gary, last time you told me you spread in the air and you...
Yeah, I spray sometime in the air and I walk into it, too.
That's from Dallas. That's a soap opera. That ain't real. That's just grand, baby.
That's right.
Some final words of wisdom. Less is more, because cologne should be discovered and not announced.
Yeah.
All right now.
Mm-hmm.
Does the same thing work for females, too? Because, like, sometimes chicks be having it caked on.
Well, that's because they didn't take a bath and they nasty as hell.
Mm. Yeah.
You gotta put this cut stuff on clean body.
Clean bodies.
Mm-hmm. So when it mixed with the good oils, it smells good. Not with your dirty oil.
Clean bodies only.
These chicks walk around smelling like late shift.
Wardrobe provided by Robert Grant. Dish Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.